The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Just about that time for, I believe his name is Brady, but who knows names anymore?
Gregory.
You know, Gregory. It's Gregory with the Gregory Report. It's time for the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. If you want to head on over to Hooters, it's the weekend. And guess what, Brady? Hooters is turning 40 years old. They're having an 80s theme party and specials all day tomorrow. 83-cent wings. They were born in 83. They're celebrating it here in 23. And you can get 83-cent wings. That's pretty awesome. Dining only, you got to get a drink. You got to buy a drink. Not necessarily an alcoholic one, I guess. They can't force you to drink alcohol, but you got to get a drink. And you get on over there and get it together at Hooters. I'm not going to read what they wrote, which is get groovy with Hooters. But groovy wasn't an 80s word.
No.
Anyway, they're 40.
Get rad.
Yeah, get rad. There you go. Yeah. Get tubular with Hooters. 40 years old. Tubular. 83-cent wings. That's pretty good. That's pretty awesome. So, yeah, head on over there. Happy birthday, Hooters. And Brady, report it.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it.
Hi.
Happy the day the music died.
When Buddy Holly died today?
Yeah, Buddy Holly, Richie Valens.
The Big Bopper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and yep. Then I was trying to think of the third guy.
The Big Bopper.
And the pilot. Right, four people,
four,
I think,
right?
Down there.
They have like a sign up in that field they crashed in, too. People drive by and take pictures where the plane went.
Who was supposed
down
to be on there? Was it Waylon Jennings or something? Or
I don't remember. There was a fourth guy.
I think
guy
Richie Valens took his
he
spot.
He took his
yeah
place. It might have been Waylon. I don't remember, but yeah, you're right. Richie was the, according to La Bamba.
Right, yeah.
Richie was like going, oh, no, there's no room. And he's like, I ain't going to make it. Get on. And Big Bopper and Valens and
yeah, they flipped a coin or something like that.
Yeah, hopping on. I don't remember who the fourth guy was, but
I was
supposed
to remember
be
Big Bopper's
one
name.
Big Bopper.
Yeah.
Hello, baby. That's all you need to know. Stephen Holmberg was the Big Bopper. That was his name. The late Stephen Holmberg, fired, unceremoniously fired from his job for words he said on the radio, and then went home and shot himself last night. So no more worries there. Out Left Magazine.
Couple of basis fun facts. About 80% of Trader Joe's products are its own store brand.
Huh.
When L. Frank Baum was writing The Wonderful World of Oz, he got the name of Oz from his filing cabinet. One drawer was A to G, the other one was H to N, and the last one was O to Z.
How about that?
The movie Babe used 48 different pigs to play Babe.
Oh, don't say
and
that.
And one animatronic one.
You can tell when it's animatronic.
Yeah.
48 different Babes? Oh.
That's a lot.
I love Babe. It's one of my favorite movies.
It's a great
movie. The first one. Babe, Pig in the City is weird. But the first one.
The first
one. First one's amazing.
We heard about Punxsutawney Phil yesterday.
Yep.
Six more weeks of winter. Had a little problem, though, and there's some other famous groundhogs around the country. Quebec's Fred LaMarmette, he died the night before.
Oh, no kidding.
They couldn't rally around to find another groundhog, so instead they had a little kid with a groundhog plush animal announce that.
That's Bush League
they
Canada.
They saw their shadow.
You just cancel it. You just canceled the event. The groundhog dies. You don't. You just cancel it. That's like having like a Dionne Warwick concert. And she dies the night before, and then somebody goes out and sings all her songs. You're like, this is garbage.
Quebec should reach out to Punxsutawney Phil because he drinks from the elixir of life. That's why he's
he's immortal.
Shubha Katie Sam, Nova Scotia, Canada. He six more weeks of winter.
It's always winter in Canada. Yeah, why do they even bother
with
this? It's
not difficult.
Lucy the Lobster in Nova Scotia, six more weeks of winter.
Again, Nova Scotia needs to stop trying to predict spring. It's not coming.
Weorton Willie in Ontario, early spring.
Canadians love
Goddamn
this.
Canadians won't stop.
Manitoba Merv, six more weeks of winter. And Balzac Billy in Alberta.
Balzac Billy?
Yeah.
I don't want to see his shadow ever. What's that thing hanging down? Oh, it's Balzac Billy. He says winter's coming. And so is Balzac Billy.
And they say, makes sense. Balzac Billy is always just a person in a groundhog costume. Early spring, though.
He just stands outside. Hey, folks.
There's my shadow.
It looks like a shadow to me. That's what light does to objects. So I seen it.
You ready for this? America. A new poll found that half of us would rather see our team lose next Sunday than run out of snacks mid-game.
America.
No.
Wow.
I wouldn't eat for a month if it meant the Steelers won the Super Bowl. If I had that kind of juice like that, there's half a time, like when we switch seats watching the game, we feel like we've affected the game. If you told me, John, you do affect the game, and if you eat anything, a morsel of anything for the next 30 days, the Steelers won't win the Super Bowl. But if you don't, they'll be in it. They wouldn't even win it. They'll be in the Super Bowl. I wouldn't eat for 30 days. Running out of snacks is more important to you than you're not a football fan. You're a pig.
1 in 4 people think the Super Bowl parties should start early around lunchtime.
No.
That's several hours before the game starts.
The game already is.
Yeah.
You don't need that drunk in the second quarter hanging around. Imagine getting Chris Kelly to your house at noon for the Super Bowl. My God. You wouldn't even make it to kickoff.
No.
Even Chris would apologize as soon as he comes through the door.
I know I'm a little early. This is going to end early, too. Good news is I'm going to land way before the Super Bowl starts.
I won't even make it to Rihanna.
There's no way.
He's asleep just after the prediction.
The worst part of Chris Kelly, he doesn't go to sleep. He's the nicest man in the world, and then he's the drunkest guy you've ever met, and it is...
In a blink of an eye.
It's so fast. It's like a leprechaun cursed him.
Now you're drunk.
And then you see Chris staggering around, knocking glasses off the counter. It's like, Chris, what's going on? I had a beer.
And now it's time for some science news.
All right.
Hello, my friends. Professor Brady Bogan here with your science news.
Hold on. Out loud, please.
On Wednesday.
Not in your head.
Yeah, just don't read that to yourself. It's going to affect the show.
A green comet zipped past the Earth Wednesday night for the first time since the Stone Age, 50,000 years ago. There's a little video.
Did we see it?
It glows green because of the...
They're like, well, you can kind of see it, but it's not just really blurry.
Maybe that balloon got some pictures. It was up close.
In other space news, we found 12 more moons orbiting Jupiter, bringing its total to 92 moons.
A lot of moons.
Means it's officially, it has more moons than Saturn, which Saturn has 83.
A lot of moons. Just debris.
At a certain point, it's just clutter. Yeah. Each moon, Jupiter's pretty big, though.
Oh, it's huge.
It's like 9 million Earths or something like that. So
9 million?
I don't know. I'm throwing numbers out. Well, they're just now finding the moons. It's not like anybody's really on it.
Could be wrong, or it could be right.
You never know.
Part of an old Soviet rocket, came 20 feet from hitting a satellite. The debris field could have caused a chain reaction and taken down even more satellites. But
say again?
This Soviet rocket.
What's, it's just floating around?
Floating around, yeah.
There's a rocket with nothing in it?
It could have,
here you go. Don't ask questions.
Let him go.
Please.
What do you think they were doing with it?
There was a dog in it.
No.
And it couldn't pilot the rocket.
You think it's Sputnik or Nikita?
It's space debris. Yeah.
What was the
rocket? Could have been one of the stages from the rocket.
But you didn't say that.
That's floating around. Rocket. But yeah, it says so.
A Soviet rocket that could have blown up a satellite.
Yeah.
And then other satellites would have self-destructed.
Chain reaction. Oh. Yeah. 20 feet. That's all it was. A near miss.
A near miss is a hit.
Oh.
Think about it.
It is?
Yeah. I nearly missed you, what just happened?
You didn't hit me.
I hit you. I nearly missed you. That means I hit you.
Yeah. I didn't miss you. I nearly missed you.
A near hit would be me missing you. A near miss is me actually hitting you. Whoop, we almost missed.
Potatoes, potatoes.
What are you talking about? Correct. You're half a hole behind.
I nearly hit you, but I missed.
Nope. You don't need to say that. You nearly hit me means, whoa, that was close. We almost hit each other. You nearly missed
it was
me.
It was a close miss.
Yes. I'll say that's a thing.
Close miss
a
is close miss. A hit.
No, it's not. A close miss is a thing.
I don't agree.
Close miss. Well, it depends on what you're talking about. But a near miss is a hit.
Nah, I still say close miss is a hit.
Swiss miss is a hit. Kids love it.
By this Gregory part's getting out of
yeah,
hand.
I know. Gregory. Well, Gregory's still struggling with the near hit thing. You can see it in his eyes. I like when you go dumb.
Huh? It's not a near hit.
Near miss.
Near miss.
Is a hit. Yeah. That's a hit.
Not in Battleship.
No, a near miss is always a hit.
Archaeologists found the remains.
Get me out of this. What a pickle. Guy's like a scientist.
Archaeologists found the remains of nearly, it's a 5,000-year-old tavern in Iraq. It has an indoor seating area with benches, open air space to hang out.
It was called Porkopolis. It didn't do well in the Middle East.
Menu probably included things like fish, chicken, bread, and beer.
Why did we open a pork restaurant in a Muslim country? We're idiots.
It was open for 1,000 years.
Yeah. They did pretty good.
In animal news,
science animal news, Brady?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of mentioned the fact that we talked about it earlier, about the DNA, using it to bring back the dodo bird. Now, China claims they've cloned super cows that can produce twice as much milk.
Oh. All right. They're floating them over here in their big balloons.
Researchers at Auburn University put alligator DNA into a catfish to help them fight off disease. And a team at the University of Michigan found that a fossilized brain of a fish that died 319 million years ago.
Cool.
We're bringing that one back, too?
Do you believe that, Brady?
It's going to be on Jeopardy in 2 weeks.
Oh, good question.
Do you believe that to be a fact?
Not a fact, but, you know, guessing 319 million years, give or take.
How many you giving?
I could say give or take 318 million years.
You think that there's a million year to 318 million year gap in their assessments?
Yeah.
You think there's a 300
there
million?
There could be.
You probably. Think there's a window?
Prove it.
Probably. Correct.
There's a 300 million. They can prove it.
No, they can't.
Oh, they can.
They have their latest technology that is saying this is what the best thing that we believe.
Right. And they're pretty good at it.
They never say we believe.
Well, that nothing's. No.
They're pretty damn amazing with aging.
Science continues.
Yes, it always questions itself, unlike religion. It always questions itself.
So what you're saying is, no matter what, this is fact.
I'm saying
and that we couldn't come up with another machine that said, we were way off.
Not by 318 million years. They're not that far off.
Okay. You don't believe that?
Well, no, because they actually do have amazing, basic studies that have been confirmed on how to age
things. We've also are constantly making mistakes or find out
what. But not that big.
But, Brady, how accurate are you looking for?
Yeah.
318 million years.
I'm just saying that because
there's a million year gap. That's still pretty accurate out of 318 million.
Yeah. And you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Like, even if it's a million years off.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Well, that's what they're saying. Around there. I'll even give them 10 on either end.
It's not to the day.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, like, if I gave you 10 bucks and said, how would you like a million? You're like, there's not much of a difference between $10 and a million.
We're talking years in time.
Totally different. Can't even be compared.
There's some things that definitely would change in a million years.
Yeah,
sure.
I can spend the million.
But that's what I always question is that they do have amazing technology on finding the age of things. Carbon dating
will tell you, though, we're always working
on it.
Carbon dating is the one that they went with and found that now we have new technology. Carbon dating was really accurate.
Based on the
Grand Canyon, they can tell.
Good news in the ChatGPT world. They're using a tool to help teachers catch students cheating by using it to write their papers. Now there's a. They admit it's imperfect, though, but it can tell you if it was written by ChatGPT.
They're telling kids that, but you can't.
poll this week asked 1,000 Americans if they think an AI-based chatbots like this will be good or bad for society. 13% said good.
Well, it's got to be embraced.
A lot are worried about AI stealing their jobs eventually.
Well, that's going.
That's happening as we speak.
But AI is going to take. Yesterday, with Golfing with Eric Bryant, I told him about ChatGPT and him explaining stuff. And I'm like, I'm not, you know, wrapping my head around all it can do. And he goes, have it write a speech for me to like give a speech to employees on how to sell with passion. And I put in the thing, speech to employees about selling with more passion. And it starts writing, and Eric's reading. He goes, this is great. And it wrote an entire speech for a boss to give employees about selling with passion. He goes, this is amazing. He didn't have to do a lick of work, and he could give that speech, and his employees would be incredible. Look, everybody, I understand the narrowly avoided collision thing, but if you think about it, a near miss can also be called a hit. I understand. It's semantics with words. Commas, not commas. It's like, let's eat grandma without a comma is a horrible sentence.
Another guy says, all right, John, how about this? Near miss. Mm-hmm. Think the Screaming Trees and their song, I Nearly Lost You. He almost lost her. Now change it to, I nearly missed you.
But the L-Y changes things. Makes it nearly. An adverb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nearly lost you means I was narrowly close to losing. I was very close to losing you. I near missed you. It means I hit you. I threw a punch, and I nearly missed.
Square on the jaw.
That's your science news.
That's right. We're learning today. You can play with words. That's the fun of them. Brady does it every day. I don't know. Maybe the words are playing with him.
Natalie Broomer is 36 years old. She got into a fight with her boyfriend. Happened on Wednesday night. They'd just gotten home from a bar. The boyfriend told police that on their drive home, she kept hitting him and spitting in his face.
Whoa.
It's not clear what she was angry about. Once they got home, she grabbed a whole chicken.
That's
hit him in the back of the head with it.
This is
then
how
he
Ronnie
called 911.
Well, those are the weapons in Brady's house.
No word whether the chicken was raw, cooked, or frozen.
Oh, all right.
Go ahead, Brady.
But he still had some chicken residue in his hair.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And then what? Go ahead.
Called 911.
Then what? What's the headline? Come on.
Just do it.
Foul crime?
That's right.
Sorry, I asked.
Foul play, actually, was what I was hoping.
Foul play.
Woman hits man with chicken. Foul play expects.
Suspect. Brett was she really was like, perked up as soon as she started saying that.
I was waiting.
She's like, I wanted to hit him with something. I was just winging it.
Okay. Well, I said one. You were allowed one.
Okay. Then he grabbed her in the breasts.
Oh, whoa. Oh. Wait a minute. Spread her legs apart and made a wish.
Look at them thighs.
Then he put her on the grill with a beer can in her ass.
Good news at Subway, if you're a Subway fan. They're upgrading their meats this year.
Well, that should be good news anyway.
They're putting shiny new deli slicers in all of their locations.
Uh-oh, more fingers.
Nope, because they're automated slicers.
Oh, no people necessary.
And what they won't do, you're not slicing each sandwich. They'll slice as they start running down on the meats. Put them back in there, it'll slice it and fill the trays back up.
Yeah. People obsolete. ChatGPT will be cutting your meat soon. I, for one, love the ChatGPT. I think it's great. If I was a kid, this would be the greatest information. The best thing about ChatGPT is there's an entire generation of people willing to embrace it because it means that they don't have to do their homework anymore. There's a whole giant generation saying, this is going to be awesome, we'll embrace it. Our generation and the one just beneath us going to shun this thing like crazy because basically we got screwed. We're the generation that rode ponies and wagons and we're watching all these kids running around in cars and it's pissing us off. So we're the ones like, you got to work hard and learn this and be a social society. Nope, they're going to grab this ChatGPT and make the most of it. Society gets more convenient. It gets better. It gets faster. They can learn more. They now have all your kids are now all the information they ever need is in their hand. Immediately, and they can, eloquently talk about it through the help of their computer brain. Embrace it. It's a great thing until it kills us, and it will.
This is a Valentine's Day suggestion. It's had mixed reviews. This Chinese website called Shein.com, S-H-E-I-N.com, low-rise booty denim shorts.
Low-rise.
It's like a
booty denim shorts.
Denim thong, kind of. $12. See if you all like
hey, everybody,
that.
It's Gay Leno here for the new gay denim thong. I thought
you
I'd
in?
Yeah, I'm wearing it right now, Brady. What do you think? It's a pretty revealing gay denim thong. And, you know, the good thing is you get into the, you know, the throes of passion with another gentleman and you're trying to have your moments. And all you got to do is slip your finger into that gay denim string and pull it to the side. And the next thing you know, you're making love.
It's working for you.
Yeah, it works great. Take a look at that. And ignore the cellulite on the back of my ass there, but it exposes everything you need to see except the magic hole that everybody's after. So, yeah, I'm pretty proud of my denim thong. There you go. Jay Leno.
Thanks, Jay.
Is on fire for gay denim.
Got some radio videos. The first one is this wrestling mom. They're calling her wrestling mom.
Okay.
She's watching her
she
son.
Sounds hot.
It's kind of, she just is squirming, you know, when you're watching your kid play a sport.
I don't know what that's like.
Well, she starts, they call her wrestling mom because she kind of takes it out on her husband.
Oh, she's
watching her son wrestle.
She can't control her
trying
body.
To get him to do a move. You know,
her husband.
It's like when you play video games and you're leaning.
Yes.
She's doing it live. All right. So this is going to suck. Unless she knocks this guy out. Because otherwise this is just family fun.
Gets him by the neck. Yeah.
Oh.
Takes his thumb.
Damn. She is into this wrestling match. So far, just sitting there watching wrestling. She is shouting some stuff. This is a crowded wrestling
like a
match, too. This is shoulder-to-shoulder wrestling crowd. And she's going after the husband. Leaning.
There's his arm. Got a little arm bar in there.
He's trying to sit down.
He's now braced himself with the other arm on the side.
He gets beaten pretty regularly. That guy's not even flinching.
Look at this. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, she's
now
crazy.
Now, pulls her back.
What a lunatic.
Yeah. Now, the last one, she goes after the neck, and he...
There's another move. Do we have to sit through the whole thing?
It's coming up, right? Just seconds.
All right. They're not even filming the wrestlers. They just filmed this lady. Oh, she is. She's holding him by the throat. Oh, Jesus, lady.
And he can't get her off.
And the hillbillies filming it are awesome. They sound like the Mountain Dew gang.
All right. There we go. Now
is that you at the basketball games, Brady?
Yeah.
Every time Kirby starts to stand up.
Oh, she's getting up. Here's a track event. We got a guy on a cheetah spring.
Oh, he's missing a leg. He's got...
And he kind of goes down.
And it was falling off. Oh, it fell off again. Almost was taken out by the wheel in a wheelchair. Almost ran him over. This is exciting. Oh, man, that guy's so used to losing legs. It just happens all the time.
Are they just throwing everybody in this race?
I guess.
Wheelchairs versus cheetah springs versus...
And that guy's got both legs?
That guy who's just mentally not there. He's just depressed from his recent divorce. That guy's 71.
Yeah, he is.
All right, it's time for the loopy everybody makes it race. That is there is no real. Of course, the guy in the wheelchair is going 90. Right. Almost took that kid's head off, whose leg fell off again. He's just bad with his left leg. Yeah.
Here's the live PD. What's the power slide where they cause the car to spin out?
The pit maneuver.
The pit maneuver on a truck.
Oh, they did it on a box truck. And the dude jumped out.
Yeah, jumps out, goes across.
Oh, no!
Oh, he got clipped.
Oh, almost man.
Pit maneuvered him on running away.
Yeah, it's like a U-Haul. And the guy jumps out while they're pit maneuvering and leaps over to Uncle. Oh, my God.
Get clipped by the other one.
Oh, yeah.
There was a car chase on OP Live last Friday that I was like that lady from the wrestling video.
Edge your seat.
100 miles an hour, and this dude is making moves.
Yeah.
Like, it was the most amazing car chase I've ever watched. That show is so entertaining. When it gets fired up, it's 3 hours, and you're just waiting for the one moment. There's always one.
Quick one, a little man challenges a goat.
Nope, not good. Whoops. And the goat wins big time. Oh, it takes two wild hooks, a kick, and the goat says, that's enough. kills the child.
He kills the child. That's an adult man.
He's got a death wish.
I like to pretend that video is a full-size man and he's found some sort of Mordor creature.
Now we got to fight on a train or a bus. Not sure. Public transportation.
Either way. Poor white people.
Granny.
Ooh, she. This is like Brady in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Taps her out.
Oh, she. Oh, she closed the door on the old woman.
Forehead.
Did she catch her on the jaw? Because it's the only way to knock her out.
Temple forehead.
Oh no, that's a jaw shot, and the lady's mouth was open. Yeah, 8 pounds of pressure will put somebody to sleep if their mouth's open.
Oh, she spit on him.
Ooh. Oh, the old lady spit on that lady or on the younger one. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, she DeMar Hamlin's her. She gave her a Tua.
Man,
that's a nice.
You spit on somebody. There you go. Man. That's you get
open
you
palm.
Yeah, this one says
you don't spit on people.
No,
you're going to get punched.
It's good. This will show the good reason to tape your fingers when you're training Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
No,
goes for a single leg.
His fingers are going to be all crooked, aren't they? Oh, it's going all sorts of wrong ways. Oh God! No, don't
pull it.
No,
pop it.
Oh God! Oh, that was awful. Oh, it is pointing all sorts of wrong ways. Oh, horrible! No, don't.
Don't.
All right.
Last one's a couple of drunk girls.
God dang it.
They call this teamwork.
And my head hit the wall.
Boom. Over a bar.
She caught herself pretty well.
One does a full backspin.
And abs.
She's strong. And she kicks her friend in the face. Two moderately hot drunk girls on the side of a very poor neighborhood.
See that this weekend on Mill Avenue.
Oh, yeah. All week at Phoenix Open. This is going to be a thing.
The last one I have is from Nick. Just sent it in this morning.
All right.
This says, is not sure what they're moving.
Taking stuff out of a big truck. Oh, something terrible's on the way. I hear a train or something.
There's thunder coming.
Oh! It was a bomb suitcase.
Everyone's okay.
Case of nitro or something.
Oh, man.
Be very careful. Not careful at all.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Said use the other end.
Fragile, this side up. Man, you blew it, buddy. Got to read the box. Whew. It's so hard to be a FedEx driver in Afghanistan. You don't give them enough credit. Amazon, oh, I'm not answering that.
Pay attention.
Please enter the door. It is strapped to my stomach. You have buckets for you. I believe you ordered socks. What do you have? Yeah, I come in. Brett looks at me today and he goes, I'm on the dark web. There are people sending me things I shouldn't know.
I can't eat. There's stuff I'll show you next week. I've gotten so many submissions now. So
the dark web is on Brett's computer.
It's brutal. All right, so
I need a new address.
This one you just need to kind of watch out when you're in the parking lot.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Here comes a...
Smart car!
And he just... Back up. Stop backing up over that woman. What is she, mic'd?
I think it's security microphones.
Mine'll pick it up, but not that loudly. Wow.
That's that Chinese balloon. It's picking up all the sound.
That's right. If this sound is going over your head, there's either cats mating or the Chinese balloon has found you.
Help her.
Look at this guy over here.
Get out of the car.
Hands on
the hips. Chinese woman was driving the smart car that ran her over 8 times.
She picks her up.
Shocking. That happens every day.
So then
in China.
Got this.
They're everywhere.
Got to watch out. This is not an OSHA safety video by any means.
Okay, these are boulders being stuffed into something on a conveyor belt.
Oh, a crusher?
Is that a rock breaker? Oh, no. Somebody's going to get in there and push this. Oh, no.
Brett, no.
Nope. Here comes more rock
pushing. No, he
wouldn't
have done that as a second video.
Maybe. You don't know. There's going to be. Oh, here he goes. The guy's going to try to help the clutch.
No.
It's a rock smoosh.
No! Don't do it!
Get out of there, mister!
Are you kidding me?
Oh, God, it's going to turn on.
Why is it? All that's left is the safety helmet. It's so slow.
Turn it off.
It's the worst one. Turn it off. It's still happening. Turn it off.
What's happening?
His hands.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's the worst thing I've ever
seen.
Please,
Jesus.
Jesus, Lord, let Brady be right. Please, Jesus.
Wow.
God, maybe I should just end there.
I got to go.
Hey, Carla, just a quick phone call about Richard.
What happened?
There's a little accident at work.
What happened?
Uh, No, nothing bad. He's just never going to come home again.
Can I say goodbye to him?
No. We have his hat.
Where's the rest of them?
We are pulverized.
And hat in gloves.
Yard.
Who invented this thing?
The devil.
And this one, they always say to ride your bicycle with traffic.
Oh, I have anxiety. Like, I need... Well, he's riding against traffic. And
he's, no, he's riding with traffic. He's doing the right thing.
45 miles an hour.
Oh, there's a bus. There's a bus.
That's it.
Okay, I have more, but I'll save them for next week.
You're Satan. How do you do this?
More.
All right, I'll show you this one, man.
No.
That's it. No audio on this one.
Okay.
No audio.
You're half a hole behind.
Hurry that
street fighting man's up. This goes along with your show me your fish.
There's audio.
Yeah, don't play the audio.
Okay. Oh, sorry. There's a lady just close up to a camera.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Show me the guy in the rock crusher.
Trout crime.
He's putting a trout in that lady's V-hole.
What?
Why are they doing that? What are hillbillies doing?
That is a beautiful rainbow trout. Oh.
Show me your fish. That poor fish. Oh, they're putting a fish in this woman. Oh, there's her beehole, and it's not clean.
You should be arrested.
You should be hung in the public square. That poor fish. What is he? He's still alive. He just came out of the water.
Wait for it.
Oh, wait for it.
Wait for it.
There's more?
Hang on.
Oh, my.
What am I waiting for, Brett? Make it rambling. Oh, for God's sakes, get that fish out of that lady.
He will.
Oh, no.
That's it.
You're fired.
You're fired. Where's Eric? Call Eric. Oh, my God.
Wow. Joe's taking a turn, boys.
There you go.
We can't even tell you what just happened.
Yeah.
But let's just say the guy enjoyed the fish platter.
Yes.
We jumped the fish.
Wow.
He went to the all-you-can-eat sushi bar.
There are people who do, like, porn that won't show their faces. These two.
Oh, yeah. These hillbillies were
caught
just
a rainbow
all about
trout,
it.
Used it as a sex toy, tossed it to the side, and the guy went to town on it.
Oh. And no, I will not be sending those out, so don't ask.
Yeah, I will, however. Holmberg at 98KPD.com.
Yeah, like, we do need an OnlyFans page to put all that stuff on there.
Oh. I'm standing up. I didn't even realize I'd gotten up.
I've still got...
you're done.
They're sending me more. I stopped.
Just one. You know what? There's an Italian-American convention happening on Camelback Mountain. On top of it, you should go.
Griselda right. Zatino's today, the entire morning sickness crew filed for hazard pay due to watching graphic videos.
Look, bring back Stephen Holmberg. John doesn't want to be here anymore. It's 8:15. There you go. That was rough. That was
disgusting.
That was rough. Wow.
They get worse, too.
Wow. The internet shouldn't do that.
Hit your tee shot.
Yeah, my eyes, yeah.
Hurry up.
Michael Rappaport's coming in just a minute, and he can have the show. It's his. I don't want it anymore. It's 98KUPD. Good God.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet Mesquite. Repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.